I was your age, they would say we could become cops or criminals. What I'm saying is this. When you're facing a loaded gun, what's the difference?
I like The Departed from the standpoint of portraying evil. I think Scorsese's very good at showing the density of evil. And Jack Nicholson in The Departed, who's terrific, you know, his acting is terrific, but he really is the devil. The way he's shot, the way he's made up. So he clearly is evocative of evil. And there's nothing redeeming about his character. He's not charming, really. He's just a thoroughly evil character. And he's a tempter. He draws people into his sphere of influence and does all kinds of nefarious stuff. More to it, his influence kind of reaches into all sorts of areas of life. So he's a beautiful symbol of the way evil works in the world. Another great motif, I think, in The Departed is the cell phone. Everyone's got a cell phone. They're always on their cell phones. At one sort of climactic moment, the cell phone begins to vibrate on someone's desk and it begins to move, you know. But the cell phone is a great symbol of how we're all connected. Now, if that's for good, terrific. But for evil, it means evil can sort of infiltrate and penetrate all over the place.
How's your mother?
She's on her way out.
You all act accordingly.
There's something charming about the devil in most portrayals of him, because evil always has a superficial attraction, a superficial charm. And he draws the Damon character in just that way. And the lifestyle looks appealing, it looks kind of beautiful. Think of Al Pacino, you know, in The Devil's Advocate. Well, the devil's life there is very attractive. He's rich, he's handsome, he's popular, he's on the top of the world, you know. So it goes. The way the devil tempts Jesus in the Gospels, the same thing. All these kingdoms I'll give to you if you but fall down and worship me. And so, right, it's always appealing, but it'll undermine itself. The minute you cave into it, you become conformed unto the seducer, and you're undermined. But here's a scene that really struck me. Now, I'm speaking as a priest. There's a scene where Nicholson's there with a few of his, you know, colleagues. They're like in a coffee shop. At the adjoining table are two priests and a nun. And as Nicholson's going on in this kind of offensive way, that the priests and nuns are looking over at him, you know, disapprovingly. And he shoots back at them, and he names their sin. Now, it's set in Boston, of course, which was the epicenter of the sex abuse scandal. And he names the sins of the priest as these sexual sins. And immediately, their opposition to him is just broken. You know they have no real power over him. And here's what struck me about it. The church is meant to battle evil. The church is a kind of institution of warriors. Their job is to battle evil in the world. You do it with the power of the cross. The cross is the power of God's nonviolent love, God's forgiving, compassionate love that takes on the evil of the world, but then swallows it up in ever greater mercy, right? When the church battles with the weapons of the world, it'll lose. Evil cannot be fought on its own terms. You fight fire with fire, the world becomes hotter. You meet violence with violence, you just get more violence. Go back to Goodfellas, go back to Mean Streets, his really great movies. You'll see that motif played out over and over again. If you try to fight fire with fire, you just make the world more dangerous, you know? The church, at its best, ideally, is a way out. It's supposed to represent a whole new way of being, which Jesus called the kingdom of God. And the kingdom of God, God's way of ordering things, is not through violence, through hatred, through exclusion, but precisely through compassion, nonviolence, love. That's what the church represents. That's why church people, like priests and nuns, are meant to be warriors. They're meant to oppose people like Jack Nicholson. But his ease at eviscerating them, that to me was a very telling commentary on our current situation. I think he has better movies than this one, both from character development and from the kind of artistry of the filmmaking. There was something so dark about this movie, so kind of unrelievedly, you know, overbearing, that I found it hard to watch. Unlike Goodfellas, which certainly has violence in it and certainly shows the dark side of life, but there was something so vivid about Goodfellas, you know. So I would rank it high, but not at the highest point for Scorsese.